good afternoon. My name is Jerry Wilder. I want to thank all of you in advance for viewing this Faith at Noon broadcast today. I guarantee in Jesus' name that your life will never be the same. This is something I do 3 times a week. I'm committed to the Word of God and getting the Word to God's people. And so this Faith at Noon program is always designed, hey Charlotte, this program is always designed to encourage people's faith, to activate faith, to speak faith, to walk by faith and not by sight, getting people to understand that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so if I had to give a title to today's session, it would be Speak the Word. In other words, if people are going to overcome and if people are going to win, you cannot speak the problem. You have to speak the Word of God in the face of the problem. So it don't matter what it looked like. It don't matter how any of us feel. God is not a feeling. God is a spirit. And Jesus said, he that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. To give you an example, if you're up against something, the reason that you cannot speak the problem is because each time you speak the problem, you reinforce your own problem. For instance, let's say my high blood pressure or my sugar diabetes or my arthritis or my this or that. Every time see the word my express ownership, and each time we speak the problem or we speak our ailment or we speak what's going on with us, then we reinforce the problem. And so now what we need to understand about faith is not denial. In other words, you can't deny it, but when you speak the Word of God against your problem, that's the way that you really overcome your circumstance or overcome your situation or cause your problem to turn glory to God around. And so again, for all of those that are viewing, the title of this session is Speak the Word. We, including myself, we have to speak the Word because it's the spoken Word that is going to make a difference. So in Proverbs 18 verses 20, see, we are familiar in the church world, we are familiar with verses 21. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. But if you just go one verse above that to Hebrews 18:20, the Bible says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. So you can't keep talking about your problem over and over and over again. And you can't continue to complain about the situation, because, again, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his lips. In other words, what's coming out of your mouth is what you're going to be filled with. And with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. And so if you're trying to turn a situation around, you're going to have to speak the word of God against your situation. Hey, Pastor G, how are you? You're going to have to speak the word of God against your situation. And by the time you get now to Proverbs 18:21, the Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So in other words, the Bible is just trying to get us to really understand that we are going to have what we say. And so in this Faith at Noon session today, that's why I'm trying to encourage everyone that is viewing this program, is that you have to speak the word of God. You have to speak the word of God. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. It didn't say that life and death was in the power of God's tongue. It didn't say that life and death is in the power of Satan's tongue or our enemy's tongue. It says that life and death is in the power of your tongue, in the power of my tongue. And so now, it's important that you speak life to your situation. In other words, the word of God can resurrect in your life what might seem to be dead, or what might seem to be hopeless, or something that perhaps you have given up on, or something that seems to be overwhelming you, or something that might be a little too much for you. See, it might be too much for you and I, but it's not too much for the word of God. And so the word of God, the spoken word of God. You know how, I believe this was 1 Samuel 30, where the Bible talks about that David encouraged himself in the Lord. Sometime, for all of those who are viewing this program, sometime you have to encourage yourself in the Lord. You can't wait for other people to come and do it. You can't wait for other people to come pat you on the back. You can't leave your life in the hands of other people. You have to encourage yourself in the Lord, and you have to speak the word of God concerning your life. Hey, Pastor Mims, good to see you. And so you have to speak the word of God concerning your life. A scripture that we often quote is from Romans, the 4th chapter. We call those things that be not as though they were. And so when you put the word of God in your mouth, you are really calling those things that be not as though, glory to God, they were. And so Proverbs 18:21, for death and life is in the power of the tongue. In other words, it's a lot of things that we kind of blame on the devil because we don't want to man up and take responsibility for it ourselves. We don't want, it's more comfortable for us to shift the weight and blame it on somebody else than to take responsibility, glory to God, for it. And so what I'm saying to you is the only way the devil can defeat you. See, Jesus have already stripped him of all power, authority, and dominion. He's a defeated foe. And the scripture talks about through the death of Jesus, he took the power of death from the enemy. So in reality, what all of us really need to understand is that the only chance that the devil have to defeat any believer is to use what's coming out of our mouth against us. In other words, the devil will use what you say against you to defeat you. And so you have to put a watch over your mouth. You can no longer just blurt out any and everything because your life is propelled in the direction of what comes out of your mouth. And Jesus said that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. So if you're going to speak the word of God, then number one, you have to know the word of God. And then if you're going to speak the word of God, then you're going to have to get the word of God in your heart so that when you open your mouth become a release valve to release the power of the spoken word of God to change and transform your life. So Proverbs, 18:21, it says that death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit, or they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Again, just want to reiterate that most people have created their own problem and knowingly or unknowingly, directly or indirectly, they have created it with their own mouth. And so the responsibility now, we can't always blame God for everything because God is falsely accused of a lot of things that he had nothing to do with. Sometimes you can't even blame the devil because the devil sometimes get tired of Christians blaming him for things that he didn't do. And so a lot of times it's you and I. And when we man up and when we say that it's my bad, it's my fault, I messed up, I did that, I made that, you know, happen, and we go and correct it with the word of God, then we position glory out to God. We position ourselves for victory. And so life and death. And when the Bible talks about life, it's talking about the abundant life. Hey, Elder Mayor, it's talking about the abundant life that Jesus Christ has provided for us. So when we begin to speak the word of God, we are speaking the word of God and the promises of God according to the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says, Jesus says in John 10:10, that I came that you might have life. And so the life that he's talking about is the abundant life that he has provided, glory to God, for us. And so it's that kind of life that Proverbs 18:21 is talking about, that death and life is in the power of the tongue. So everything that is apart from the abundant life that Jesus Christ has provided is death. And so what I'm trying to just simply get across today is that the power to walk in the abundant life is in your mouth. So again, to all of those who are viewing Faith at Noon, I just want you to understand that we are so blessed that God have put his word in our mouth. And when we speak his word, God is obligated to get behind his own word and bring his word to pass in our lives. Proverbs 6:2. This is what the Bible says. Thou art snared. A snare is a trap. Thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. And so in Proverbs 6:2, many people are hemmed up and they are snared and they are trapped. And they are taken by their own words, by what they have spoken from their mouth. See, I remember growing up that people said, sticks and stones will hurt my bones, but words will never hurt. And I come to find out that that little childhood cliche is not true, is inaccurate, because words do hurt. Because your life follow, glory to God, your words. And so the word of God is in your mouth. And then in Matthew 12:37, Jesus makes another awesome statement. Jesus makes this statement. He says, for thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. So what I'm saying to you, it's all about the word of God. It's all about what you speak. Romans 10:8 says, but what saith it? The word of God is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. And so the word of God is nigh you. The word of God is even in your mouth. And so if your circumstance is going to change, if your situation is going to turn around, if you're going to experience any type of breakthrough, if you're going to get some type of victory, hey, Pam, good to see you. If you ever going to get any type of victory, if you're going to walk by faith and not by sight, if you're going to be everything that you were destined to be in God before the foundation of the world, then you have to put his word in your mouth. Even David, King David, learned this lesson himself, according to Psalms 141, verses 3. This is what David said. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Excuse me. In other words, Lord, set a watch before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Because David understood that somebody got to keep a watch over his mouth, and it's the Lord that have to keep the door of his lips, because what you say can affect your life. What you say can hurt other people. What you say, your life is propelled to follow your mouth. Isn't that amazing? And I think James kind of touched a little on this. Mankind have tamed everything in the world except for his own tongue. And so sometimes it's your own tongue that set fire to your own situation. And so it's important, glory to God, for us to be mindful and for us to be watchful and for us to be a steward over our life, and not only over our life, but over our mouth, because our life is headed in the direction of what comes out of our mouth. You know, even when it comes to setting an atmosphere for you to give God praise, you create the atmosphere for God to inhabit the praises of his people with the fruit of your lips. See, if you just open up your mouth and you begin to bless his name and you begin to worship him and you begin to honor and glorify and magnify and lift him up and give adoration to his name, and understand that his name is above every name, and just begin to bless his name. See, God will show up in your situation. So many times, God used the fruit of your lips to create an atmosphere for him to be manifested, to bless, glory to God, his people. And so what I'm saying to you, people of God, don't underestimate what's in your mouth, and don't underestimate the creative power and the spoken word of God that is in your mouth, because the word of God is anointed And not only is the Word of God anointed, the Word of God has creative power. And the creative power that is on His anointed Word will create in your life what you say. So you can't always blame other people for your situation. You can't always blame God. You can't always blame, again, the devil, because the devil, again, has already been defeated. He is an absolute defeated foe. The Bible says he roameth as a lion. It didn't say he was a lion. It says he roameth as a lion, seeking whom he may devour. And sometimes he roar through our circumstances. But sometimes when you speak the word of God against your circumstances, it changes, glory to God, your circumstances. And so my whole point, people of God and all of those who are viewing Faith at Noon today, is to speak the word of God and not the problem. Because when you speak the problem, you reinforce the strength of your own problem, and the enemy use what you have spoken against you to defeat you. And I'm here to say, if Jesus have made us free, I'm not about to help the devil defeat me. And so oftentimes, the devil use people against themselves because he really can't defeat you. He used you to defeat yourself because he don't have no authority over you. Jesus said after his resurrection that all power in heaven and in earth have been given unto me. And so Jesus don't need the power in heaven because there's no enemy in heaven now. Satan is the god of this world. So through the power of attorney, he gave that power to the church, which is our authority. And so our authority can be carried out in the earth by speaking the word of God. And so people of God, I want you to know that as David said, in the 141st Psalm, verses 3, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, and keep the door of my lips, because your life is propelled in the direction of what's coming out of your mouth, and you are going to have, glory to God, what you say. And Jesus established that in Mark 11:23. He never mentioned anything about going up the rough side of the mountain. Jesus said, whosoever shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So people of God, including myself, all of us have some things that we need to speak to in our lives. And that's the only way to move the mountain. It's the word of God in your mouth. The Bible referred to it as the sword of the spirit. The word of God coming out your spirit will move your mountain, and you can have what you say if you believe what you say. And so to all of you, thank you for viewing Faith at Noon, glory to God, today. My name is Pastor Jerry Wilder. I'm the senior pastor of Grace and Restoration Fellowship Church. We are located 385 Broadway on the second floor in the LOJ building. Our Sunday morning worship service is 8:30 a.m. every Sunday morning. I'd like to take the opportunity to welcome you at any or on any Sunday morning to worship with us. I guarantee that your life will never be the same. So until next time, may God richly bless you. And remember, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. God bless.